been kind of up and down. We won two matches. We played well against Kerry last time out in Ballinasloe, but we got overturned then next time out down in Cork. So it's been a kind of topsy-turvy, but I think Jim's not too concerned. I think Jim's more concerned about maybe avoiding relegation, playing Division 1 for next season, and concentrate on a good training run to the championship.
There have been, as you said, pluses and minuses, and I suppose finding a couple of new players, maybe finding people to get, or people regaining their form, has that happened in this campaign?
Well, they found a couple of players, all right. You know, we've still been missing the likes of Mark McHugh, Anthony Thompson, Carol Lacey. If you watched the match against Cork last week, you know, we played, we started the game well, but for the remainder of the match, I thought we were poor. We were going very lateral. We had no penetration. And those guys were missed because Mark McHugh and Anthony Thompson and Carol Lacey are the three guys that are always driving from defence. So those guys were definitely missed. But Ross Ward has come in and he's had a decent National League campaign. Ryan McHugh's come in for a couple of matches. And, you know, Paddy McBurdy's coming back to something like near his best. And, yeah, that's a big plus for Donegal.
Yeah. Anyway, looking ahead to tomorrow in Castlebar, a repeat of the All-Ireland final last September, and I think James Horan turned up the temperature a couple of weeks ago when he says that, they didn't get the credit and maybe they should have actually beaten Donegal.
Well, I think James Horan has put a huge pressure on his team and himself, to be quite honest. You know, as far as I was concerned, All-Ireland was over after 10 minutes. I think once we got the two goals, Donegal were a better side on the day and deserved to win it. Mayo done well under James Horan. They got the All-Ireland semi-final the previous year, All-Ireland final last year, and I think the best thing for James Horan to do would have been to go back, work away quietly and get on with it. But it sets up nicely tomorrow, and it's a big match for both teams.
Yeah, because Donegal are in the position, Declan, where they may be safe, but they just mightn't be. They're kind of in that no man's land.
Last thing you want is we're Dublin the last game of the league, and Dublin are going reasonably well, and you'd rather get a job done tomorrow in Mayo and get the points, and as I say, you can start concentrating on May the 26th then, which is the big one, you know.
Yeah, and obviously Mayo treating it very, very seriously because they're in real trouble. Just the one win, they won their opening game and have lost the last four games, so they're in big trouble, and I suppose that's reflected in James Horan's selection.
Yeah, I think most of the old guard are back, but instead at the start there, you know, I think he's put himself under pressure and the team under pressure by saying that they didn't get the credit they deserved from last season, you know. You only get the credit when you won a bit of silverware, and I think James Horan, he's still a young manager, he learned from his mistakes, but it's a big match tomorrow, and it'll be interesting. I think it'll be a fairly physical affair, and
Yeah,
very, 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 very hard to call it, Tom.
Yeah, we haven't heard the Donegal game team yet, and I don't think it'll be probably finalised until tomorrow before the game. You mentioned Anthony Thompson and Mark McHugh, both out through injuries. I know they were 50-50 during the week. Are you hearing Anthony on the ground on a likely lineup?
No, if you watch, I think the last couple of matches, Neil McGee hasn't been 100%, and he's been playing through a pain barrier. Possibly Neil Gallagher and Rory Cavanagh also. So I don't think Mark McHugh or Anthony Thompson will start tomorrow. It could be a fairly depleted Donegal going into the match against Mayo. The one thing you don't want to do is jeopardise the long-term injuries. And I'm sure once Donegal, if they get these couple of points tomorrow, then you'll probably see maybe Neil McGee taking a break for a couple of weeks. But I'm sure they're just concentrating on tomorrow's match first.
Yeah. And in terms of from your own experiences, you played in all the top grounds, and you hear of, O'Moore Park in Portlaoise is a fortress. At the Austin Stack Park and Tralee, or whatever, is a fortress. Pier Stadium is a bit of a fortress. How did you ever find Castlebar?
Yeah, it's always difficult. I found, and even your own native county and Hyde Park was always a difficult enough place for us to get a National League point in the past. And it's a difficult venue, and Mayo usually do well there. But last Sunday they went 6 points up against Kildare, where the previous week had got turned over by a big score against Dublin, and they let Kildare back into the game last Sunday. And I'm sure confidence wouldn't be high in Mayo. And I think that the Donegal probably, even though they got beat last Sunday, will go on with a degree of confidence. The under-21s, the great victory on Wednesday night against Tyrone, and some of those lads are involved, and you know, that's definitely good for morale within the camp.
So it is a game, Donegal?
I think so, yeah. Even though we'll probably be short a few of our first teamers, I think it's a definitely a game we can win. Mayo are on the back of a number of defeats, and you know, I'm sure Jim would rather get the points to the board now at this stage, and I'd say concentrate on May 26th v Tyrone.